One more time. I'd like to call the Community Services meeting to order, and we have been joined by Councilman Smiley, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Sheldon, Bell, Tackett, Street, Collins, President Kovac, Councilman Cartier, Councilman Retta, my aide Renee Bensley, and Councilwoman Lisa Diller. And may we have a motion to approve the minutes from May 22nd?
So moved.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, moving right along. Councilman Retta, your resolution, R-12-100.
Yes, I'm going to withdraw that.
You're going to withdraw it?
Yes, because it's all been taken care of under ordinance 22 and 24.
All right, well, that makes our life easier. Okay. Two ordinances, 12-071. This is fairly simple. We're appropriating monies from the state and from Newcastle County to the summer youth employment grant for the Department of Community Services. Any questions? Mr. Milwaukee.
Ed Milwaukee for the finance office. As General Manager Henry, I sent an email out to everybody that the state awarded us another $25,000.
Okay.
They found out on Friday, so there'll be another award that's coming in July.
Right.
For that $25,000.
Okay. Thank you. Any further comments? Anything else? Okay. This is moving on to ordinance 12-0.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. Madam Chair, question.
Sure.
Ed, since the 25 grants come in, we've already hired. Are you going to hire additional people this fiscal year at 212, or is it 13? Does it go into 2000, the following year? Sorry.
Marcus.
Yeah. Marcus Henry, General Manager of Community Services. This is going for this year. We have an extensive list of eligible kids, and we have an eligible list of kids for this additional money.
Thank you.
And since it is a grant account, we can hire them now.
Right.
It doesn't make a difference for fiscal years because it's a grant. So.
Okay.
Mr. Retta?
Thank you. I think Marcus, isn't it not only in addition to hiring, but it is also for different programs that we have in there. Am I correct in that? The 25,000?
No, this is specifically for summer employment.
Right, but I mean, in there something in there that you made a recommendation when you sent an email out?
Yes, forgive me, counsel. I had suggested an error about the possibility of the summer camp terms of the need for additional scholarships. By talking with staff, I don't really feel the need for additional funding for that. I think we're well suited in terms of participation in that. I really don't need additional funding for summer camp, so I apologize for the confusion on that.
Thank you.
So that will be coming up in July, but we can let those young people know that we can bring them on board. So that's good news. Mr. Street.
Question, if you know the answer, if you don't know, it's fine. But if everything on the agenda that's presented tonight flies, how many kids we got left?
Marcus Henry, General Manager. We're estimating right now approximately 107 kids. Minimum.
Any further? Okay, Mr. Hollins and Mr. Kovac.
I think that, we can use every dime we can get because the list is so long. And then secondly, every kid that starts doesn't necessarily finish. So there has to be some flexibility in the program. It's not a drop dead 175 or 275. But I think with the need being so great, if we get $50,000 more, I think we could put it to good use.
Mr. Kovac?
The numbers from last year, how many youth did we serve last year?
Marcus Henry, General Manager. 99 kids we serviced last year.
Mr.
And I just want to quickly go to Councilman Hollins' comment, and that is that a couple of years ago, it wasn't last year, it was the year before, one of the projects where the youth were working was in my district, and I stopped by and talked to the foreman and everything, and you're right, about 15-20% didn't come back, but the end result of that was those that did work stayed, and one youth was actually impressed him so much that he tendered a job offer at the end of the program and gave him a full-time job. So we don't usually look at this as a job placement program, but it can result in that with some of them. So it has positive aspects that I hadn't realized until that particular conversation.
Any further comments or questions? Okay. Moving on, 12-072. This is reducing the county executive's contingency account for youth programs by $8,431 going to camps in the administration. Questions, comments? Okay. All right. 12-073, this is reducing our county council budget and the county executive contingency by $40,000 each. That's where the $80,000 comes in the ordinance 12-071. So that provides the $80,000 for the summer youth employment that we're providing from the county and the county council. Okay? Any questions? All right. And then we're amending the grants budgets so that the, you know, this is the companion to 072, where the money from 072 is coming into community services. Everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Moving right along to 12-079, and the companion is 80. And Mr. Street?
Yes, Madam Chair. This, and I appreciate Councilman Smiley and Policy Director intervening in my request and getting this started and actually bringing it to our fruition. But consistent with the title, it takes monies from our operating budget, most of which came from the offices of individual council members, and push that into the summer youth program. I don't know how the president will want to proceed tonight, but I will suggest that these two be brought together and voted upon.
That makes sense. And everyone should have a copy of the new totals here. The substitutes with the new amounts. All right, any questions? Mr. Hollins.
Is it possible to do the other ones similarly?
Because I think that makes sense.
71 and 73 are companion,
right.
And 72, as you had mentioned earlier.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Too confusing.
I think all you got to do is make a motion on the floor.
Yeah. Okay.
72 and 74.
Yeah, I don't know what the finance office. Just to review again where we are.
Yep.
So the total budget for the summer youth program is around $176,000. $76,000 from the state, $61,000 from council, and then $40,000 from the executive office. So the total program is $176,000.
Thank you, Ed, for that update. That's good. Okay, so any further questions? Mr. Street.
Just a comment, and this is no criticism of the administration, no criticism of the department, no criticism of us. But, you know, 175, that's great, 200 is better. But when I was city parks director, last year I was park director, with 1,200 jobs. In the same year, well, some years prior to that, the county had at least 300 kids because we had a summer lunch program and we did self-prep. Fed kids in the parks throughout the county, including the city. So, you know, we were somewhere around 1,500 jobs, summer youth jobs that I knew about. And at this point, and I'll say we're at 200. Maybe the city's at 200. At best, they're going to go to 4. At the end of the day, there's still a couple thousand kids who need jobs, want jobs, have applied for jobs, and what is it folks don't understand? We don't put them to work. Drug deals got jobs for them. We don't make sure that they can have money in their pocket, spend the chain, that they can buy school clothes, school supplies. Drug deals take care of all that for them. And then who ends up on the being the trigger man, and all the things that, we're going to try to come together and address now. And it's not just the city. It, you know, if you look at your police releases, the news releases, they're shooting all over. So, you know, I appreciate all support and all the work on everybody's part, but at this point, it's not enough. And I think we're fulfilling our charge, but part of the genesis of the decline rests right at state government and some of the money and some of the changes. Number one, taking the program out of the Department of Labor, which was working with community agencies and placing kids, so forth and so on, and significantly reducing that budget. And for whatever reason, somebody came to the conclusion that the city didn't submit a competitive grant to whoever they were supposed to submit it to. Well, the need hadn't changed, and those numbers need to go back where they are. And if it doesn't, my prediction is crime is going to continue to stay at the levels, if not get worse, that it is. And in terms of violent crime, what we're seeing now is unprecedented. And folks who say it's not related, I say it is. And I'll maintain that position, because the kids who get put out of school now and the kids who can't find jobs now are the kids that are incarcerated later. So, having said all that here, I won't do it tonight.
Needed to be said. Thank you. Anything under other?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Mr. Sheldon.
I got an email from a constituent. This is not Tim Sheldon speaking. I want that on the record. But this is what was said to me, and this goes to Mr. Henry, who I asked about this, and know the answer. But it said here, abbreviated, Newcastle County is going to continue to allocate $1,600,000 for the Wilmington Library operations, even though it's going to be closed for a year and a half. Plus, there's an additional $4,625 set aside for telephone services to be done by paid by Newcastle County residents. Then it gives the Delaware Online Wilmington Library closing renovations, the link to it, for 18 months. That seems like a lot of money for a budget that will never be used for a library operation since the library is closed. And I just want to update on that. So, throwing out a lifeline for an answer. So it can be printed on Delaware Online, too. Just
okay. This. Mr. Henry.
Marcus Henry, General Manager of Community Services. A very good reason for that. The Wilmington Institute Library is leasing space during the closure of the renovations to their current facility.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else? Yes, Mr. Hunt?
Of course I have to speak. The fact of the matter is, Wilmington residents pay taxes to the county for the library service. So
don't yell at me.
Right. He's just trying to get an answer.
The misinformation is that whoever your constituent is assumes that Newcastle County residents are paying for that service, and in fact they are not. City residents are paying for the service for the library in the city of Wilmington. So the taxes come to the county. When you look at the local service function, that part of the county taxes that's coupled with the school taxes goes for that particular service. So it's not some kindness of the people in unincorporated Newcastle County to the city of Wilmington.
Right. No, I didn't think it was meant that way, Mr. Hollins. I really do think the way I took it, and not to cut you off, that we were just spending money, we were just giving money because it's not being used. I don't think this person knew that right down the street, we do have a library that's being put there. That's the way I took the. I don't know. I mean,
maybe
I can let you read it.
Maybe it has something to do with appearance.
I don't know.
When a library closed wherever in Newcastle County, there's always some adjustment to try to provide that service, as the Wilmington Library is trying to do. So whenever, take the library in Bear, for example, you know, there's no windfall when that library closes. So
Again, please.
I will.
No problem.
Mr. Smiley.
You said it also. That's on record.
I'm just going to text your number. I'm going to suggest, and I'm sure we already do, and just hope that maybe in the future, when we do the press release that a library is closing, we also do inform that this is going to take place as well, the replacement service. And maybe, you know, maybe they'll find room to put that in the article as well, and then the phone call wouldn't happen to begin with. But I realize there's limited space when you got to put the cartoons about people in the paper. You
know? Right.
I'm done.
Okay.
Trying to make friends.
Anything else? Yes, Mr. Henry.
I came across this last week and staff brought it to my attention. Comcast offers up home internet service at a discounted rate to low-income families at a low monthly cost. Mm-hmm. Some of the qualifications are if a child receives a free reduced price school lunch, they have a special program. I just wanted to hand this off to council. I was made aware of it last week. I thought it was a pretty good program. We should probably try to publicize to our constituents.
Thank you. Great. We'll pass them around. Okay. Mr. Cartier.
Yeah. As we go into the final days before we revive the Rockwood Ice Cream Festival, mm-hmm. I just want to thank the administration for the creativity and the determination which they brought to bringing that festival back. And I can tell you that everyone that I talked to in my district seems to be looking forward to visiting and participating in that. And I think in this era of, kind of tough economy, and I think this is a little bit of a kind of a silver lining out there, and I think it's a testament to the hard work going on in the Clark administration and late with the rest of us in council here. So looking forward to being there.
Thank you. Anything else for the good of the order before we go to public comment? Any public comment?
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All right. Great. Thank you.
Aye.
Next meeting, 4:30.